Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. You're welcome once again to the Winning Every Day podcast, where we draw strength, wisdom, and inspiration from God's Word to power us through each day. I'm truly excited to have you here today. Wherever you're tuning in from, whether at home, at work, on your commute, or on your morning walk, thank you for making time to grow with us in God's presence. Today's topic is living as ambassadors, representing Christ daily. Our Bible text is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, which says, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." In 1961, Charles W. Colson, an American lawyer who later became known as the Hatchet Man of the Nixon administration, was once described as someone who would do anything to win for his boss. But after the Watergate scandal landed him in prison, he encountered Christ. In his book Born Again, Colson shared how his entire identity shifted when he realized he was now an ambassador for Christ, not just a representative of earthly power. He wrote that he had to learn to live daily with a higher loyalty to the kingdom of God, not to any human agenda. Colson went from being a political representative to becoming one of the most impactful Christian voices of the 20th century, simply because he understood that being Christ's ambassador means living in a way that reflects Jesus everywhere, every day. Friends, when Paul says we are ambassadors of Christ, it means we are his representatives here on earth. Think about an ambassador in the political sense. They don't speak for themselves. They carry the message, the culture, and the authority of the country they represent. That's exactly what we are called to do for heaven. Let me ask you, when people look at your life, whose message do they hear? Whose culture do they see? And don't feel condemned if you feel you've fallen short. Romans chapter 8 verse 1 reminds us, "There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." What matters is that we begin today to live more intentionally as Christ's ambassadors. Friends, let's look at what it means to live daily as Christ's ambassadors. 1. Carrying his message of love and reconciliation. Every word we speak should reflect Jesus' love. Paul said in Colossians chapter 4 verse 6, "Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt. Ask yourself, am I known for my kindness, my grace, or my harshness?" Even small acts of kindness can open hearts to Christ. Remember, one smile may preach a louder sermon than a thousand words. 2. Living by kingdom values, not worldly standards. Ambassadors don't adopt the culture of the foreign land. They uphold the culture of their home country. For us, that home is heaven. So, when the world says, retaliate, heaven says, forgive. Matthew 6 verse 14. When the world says, hoard, heaven says, give. Acts chapter 20 verse 35. Every time you choose God's way over the world's way, you are shining as a true ambassador. 3. Being available for God's assignment anywhere, anytime. Sometimes God places us in tough workplaces, challenging families, or even random encounters with strangers so that his presence can be felt through us. Here's a question for you. Do you see your everyday environment as your mission field? Don't underestimate your influence. Philippians 2 verse 15 says, "You will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life." I want you to take a moment and think about this. If Christ himself walked into my office, my classroom, or my home today, would people already recognize him through the way I've been living? Today, decide to consciously reflect Christ wherever you go. Be his voice of hope in your conversations, his hand of kindness in your actions, and his light in places of darkness. As you go today, say this with me: "I am Christ's ambassador. Today, I represent his kingdom in my words, thoughts, and actions. I carry his love, his light, and his power into every environment I step into. I am not ashamed of the gospel, and through me, lives will be touched for Jesus today. Let's pray. Father, thank you for reminding us today that we are your ambassadors on earth. Lord, we ask that you help us to reflect Christ in everything we do. Give us grace to speak with love, live with integrity, and shine your light in dark places. I commit every listener into your hands. Guide them, protect them, and use them as vessels of influence for your kingdom. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Friends, thank you for joining today's devotional. If this message blessed you, please share it with someone. It could be exactly what they need today. And don't forget, every single day is another opportunity to win with Christ. Until next time, keep living as a true ambassador for Christ. God bless you richly, and have a winning day.
Life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.